Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 11th episode of English with Tim, the podcast where you can learn English vocabulary in depth and detail so you can bring your English to the next level. I'm Tim Sexton, a native speaker of English, teacher, polyglot, world traveler, and author of Words for Numbers, where you can learn hundreds of words that are useful for talking about data for business or IELTS Task 1 academic writing. You can find Words for Numbers at patreon.com/wordsfornumbers. In today's episode, I'm going to take a piece of the NGSL, the New General Service List, which I've talked about a couple times, and especially in episode 2. The NGSL is a list of the top 2,800 words of English, and the words are listed not alphabetically, but by frequency. So the most used words are at the beginning, and words that are used less are at the end. And even the words that are at the end of this list of 2,800 words are still pretty commonly used words. And the reason they have 2,800 words is because they found that after 2,800 words, they started to get less and less coverage of texts. So those last 8% of words, it would require them to make a much, much longer list. So what they suggest is after you're done with learning the NGSL really effectively, then you move on to more specialized lists. So what I've done today is I've taken, like I said, a sample of the NGSL, and it's words number 1,331 to word 1,340. And what you'll notice here is that for each word, there typically are a lot of definitions, at least several. Now, one of them in this this little section has just one definition that we'll deal with, but this is something that people really forget about. I've talked about this in maybe half or more of the episodes that I have on my podcast that, you know, words have more than one definition, and if you really want to know the language well, you've got to know them. So let's stop talking about it and let's get down to business. Word 1,331. Spirit. Noun. The part of a person which some people believe continues to live after a person's body dies. Three examples. 1. In some cultures, people listen to the spirits of their dead parents and grandparents and ask them for advice. 2. My grandmother died last September, but I met and spoke with her spirit in a dream last night. 3rd and last. Do you believe that each person has a spirit that lives after we die? Next definition. Noun. The ability to continue living even in difficult situations. 1. She has a strong spirit. She always believes in herself even when she isn't successful. 2. If you want to be good at sports, you need to know not just how to run and throw a ball, you need to have a lot of spirit so you practice every day and don't lose hope when you lose a game. 3. Our football team has good spirit. We may be sad after we lose an important game, but the next day we get up and go to practice. 4th and last. The amazing thing about him is that nothing kills his spirit. No matter how many problems he has in life, he keeps trying. Next definition. Noun. The main ideas and emotions of a text, movie, story, etc. 3 examples. 1. You can't understand the spirit of what someone says just through their words. You have to look at their face and body language, too. 2. The expression, letter of the law, refers to what the words in a particular law say if we read only the words and don't take into account the context, who wrote the law and when, and why. On the other hand, the expression, the spirit of the law, refers to the intent or desire of the people who wrote the law. 3rd and last. Yes, you respected the letter of our agreement, but you violated its spirit. Next definition. Noun. The way a person feels. Mood. 1. After our wedding, we were in high spirits for weeks. 2nd and last. She was in low spirits because one of her friends was angry at her and wouldn't talk to her. So be in high spirits, be in a good mood, be in low spirits to be in a bad mood. Last meaning of spirit, noun, alcohol, especially in strong drinks. 1. Four examples. 1. Vodka contains 40% spirit, while whiskey often has more than 40% spirit. 2. Drinking more than a small amount of pure spirit can be deadly. 3. We went to the wines and spirits store to buy drinks for our big party. 4th and last, mineral spirits are used to remove paint from walls. If you drink them, you will die. So this last one, mineral spirits, obviously that's not the kind of alcohol that you drink. It's something else. Next word, 1,332, lunch. Noun, the meal that people eat in the afternoon. 1. 9 examples. 1. In our house, we eat lunch at around 1 p.m. 2. They had soup and sandwiches for lunch. 3. He ate a light lunch of an apple and half of a sandwich. 4. I prefer a heavy lunch of chicken and potatoes because I work with my body for many hours every day. 5. Lunch is the second meal of the day. 6. He was so busy at work that he had to skip lunch. When he got home, he ate a large dinner. 7. The lunch consisted of salad, soup, sandwiches, and fruit. 8. There's a cafe next to our office that offers a good business lunch. 9th and last, did you try the vegetarian lunch at the new restaurant next to the river? Next definition, verb, to eat lunch. Actually, this is not super common, but you can hear it from time to time. 2 examples. 1. They lunch every day at 2 p.m. 2nd and last, I'm free tomorrow. Let's lunch together in the park. Next word, 1,333, actual. In truth, in fact, real. 4 examples. Come on, walking 100 meters is not actual exercise. Actual exercise would be running a kilometer or two, or lifting weights, or riding your bike. 2. Have you done any actual work, or have you just been sitting here all day doing nothing? 3. The boss's son is the manager, but it's others who do the actual managing. 4th and last. Yesterday we did some actual cooking instead of just ordering food like we usually do. Next word, 1,334, pool. First meaning, noun, a large human-made container of water that people swim in. 1. So, 8 examples. 1. The pool opens towards the end of spring, around when the school year finishes. 2. This heated indoor pool is open year-round. 3. It's easier to learn to swim in the pool than it is in the ocean. 4. They have an above-ground pool behind their house and invite their neighbors over almost every evening in the summer to swim. 5. We need to clean the pool. There are lots of leaves in it. 6. If I ever get rich, I will buy a house with an in-ground pool. For now, though, I'm satisfied with my above-ground pool. So, in-ground pool is one of the ones where, you know, it's like a hole in the ground, basically, and an above-ground pool, usually it's in the shape of a circle, and it's made out of plastic and plastic pipes, and it's above the ground. So, in-ground pools are typically more expensive. 7. We stayed in a really nice hotel with a rooftop swimming pool. 8th and last. There are various theories why the water in the kids' pool, is warmer than the water in the adults' pool. Next definition, also a noun. An amount of liquid that is on the ground and that is about the size of a person. 4 examples. 1. There was a pool of blood on the ground by the bus stop because someone had been attacked with a knife there. 2. After the heavy rains, there were large pools of water in the lower parts of the street. 3. I saw a pool of blood in the street, but then understood that it was just grape juice. 4th and last. I dropped a liter of milk in the kitchen, and it made a pool, which I quickly cleaned up. Next meaning. This one's a verb. It's an intransitive verb, which means it does not use an object. Definition, to form a pool. 2 examples. 1. As it continued to rain, water began to pool on the street. It began to form large puddles. 2nd and last, the wine pooled on the floor after I dropped and broke a whole bottle of it. Fortunately, it was only white wine, so it didn't leave a mark. Next definition, also a verb. To put money or other resources together to pay for something or complete a task. 1. 4 examples. 1. The town pooled its money to pay for a new school building after the old one burned. 2. The experts pooled their knowledge and talent to solve the country's biggest problems. 3. We pooled our money to help pay for our neighbor's operation. 4th and last, none of us alone has enough, but if we pool our resources, we can do everything we need to. Next word, 1,335, battle. First meaning, noun, a fight between a large number of soldiers. Five examples. The longest battle in history was the Battle of Verdun in the First World War, which lasted 9 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days. Two, a battle may last only a few weeks or days, but people's lives are never the same afterwards. Three, the battle ended in victory when the enemy decided to stop fighting. Four, my great uncle died in battle in the Korean War in 1952. Not a true story, fortunately. Fifth and last, the battle was a short one and ended in our defeat because the enemy surprised us. Next meaning, intransitive verb, so again, verb without an object, to fight in a battle. Two examples. One, the gangs battled in the street last night with sticks and knives until the police came and stopped them. Second and last, the two armies battled for several days until one side decided to stop fighting. Next definition, also a verb, to fight against a large personal problem or problem in society. So a couple different ways of using this. You can say battle and then the object, battle with, or battle against. It really doesn't make much difference. Four examples. One, the new city government says it's committed to battling organized crime, but only time will tell if they're serious. Two, Arthur battled with his addiction to fried chicken until he died of a heart attack. If you listened to episode 10, you know that's a true story. If you didn't, I suggest you go back and do it. Three, one important job of the central bank is to battle inflation. Fourth, if we don't battle against corruption, our economy will never grow. Last meaning, this one's a noun, a fight against a large personal problem or problem in society, battle against something. Four examples. One, our laboratory helps fight the battle against doping by testing athletes' blood and urine. Two, she's finally beginning to win her battle against depression and anxiety. Three, the battle against corruption has only just begun. We will need many more years of fighting before we can declare victory. Fourth and last, I can't fight your battles for you. You have to solve your problems yourself. Next word, 1,336, tradition. Noun, an action that a group of people has done regularly for a long period of time and that makes the people in the group feel connected to each other. Three examples. One, in Mexico, the Day of the Dead is a national tradition. People put out gifts, food, and drinks for their dead family members and friends. Two, we have a special family tradition for birthdays. My mom hides our birthday presents and gives us a piece of paper with a poem written on it that explains where to find it. That's a true story. When I was a kid, my mom, we did have this tradition. My mom would hide our birthday presents and give us a little clue written on a piece of paper, and the presents would always be hidden in funny places, you know, in the oven or on the roof or something like that, and we would always have to search. Really liked that. Great family tradition. Third and last, in many countries, it's a tradition to throw rice after the end of a wedding ceremony. Second meaning, noun, stories that have been told for many years, usually inside of a family. One, two examples. One, according to tradition, my family has both some Indian blood and some royal French blood. Not true story. Second and last, tradition has it that, so pause, when we say tradition has it that, it means tradition says that. So I'll start again from the beginning. Tradition has it that my great-great-great-grandfather came to California searching for gold in 1848. Next word, 1,337, cash. First meaning, noun, money that is in the form of paper or coins. Four examples. One, cash is much less popular than it used to be. The reason is that it's dangerous to carry and easy to lose. Two, one of the only reasons to pay someone in cash is to try to not pay taxes. Three, I don't carry cash when I use public transportation. Fourth and last, I have a bit of cash in my wallet. Let's go buy lunch. Second meaning, this is a verb, to get money in exchange for a paper check. So in the United States, checks, paper checks, are still a very common way of method of payment. That's not true, I don't think, anywhere else. Not sure about Canada, but I don't think anybody else does that still. So three examples. One, in order to cash a check, you need to sign the check and show your passport. Two, They paid me with a check. I will cash the check tomorrow and put part of the money in my account. The rest of the money I will take in the form of cash. So you can actually do that with a check. You know, let's say you get a check for $100, you can go to the bank and you can either have the people in the bank put, you know, all $100 in your account, or you can take part of the, put, let's say, $70 in the account and take back $30 in cash. Third and last. No, I haven't yet cashed the check you sent me in the mail. Next word, 1,338, hardly. Adverb, only a very little bit. Eight examples. You hardly ate anything at dinner. Are you feeling okay? So if you hardly eat anything, it means that you ate almost nothing. Two, he hardly worked. I'm going to pause here again. If you hardly work, it means that you work almost not at all. This is a very common mistake. People confuse work hard and hardly work. So work hard means you work a lot with a lot of effort, maybe a lot of hours. If you hardly work, it means that you work almost not at all. So, two, he hardly worked in the months after his accident, but will begin working more soon. Three, last year was very hard. I hardly earned any money. Four, she said on her resume that she knows French well, but in reality, she hardly knows it at all. Five, I work so much that I hardly read any books. Sad. Six, I hardly use my car in the summer because the weather's so good that I walk or ride my bike instead. Seven, he hardly slept last night and now feels terrible. Eight, it was so loud in the bar, I could hardly understand a word anyone said. Next meaning. Used to say that something is very improbable. Improbable, not probable. Two examples. One, do you think he'll pay me the money he owes me next week? Hardly. I let him use some of my books and he never gave them back. He also doesn't even have a job. Second and last, don't worry, everything will be okay. Hardly. We have no money left, we're all sick, and we have to pay several bills tomorrow. Next word, 1,339. Award. Noun. Something, for example, money, that you give to someone for something special and good that they did. Four examples. One, the city government gave him an award for the work he did helping poor people. Two, tomorrow is the annual awards ceremony for the best books of the year. It will be interesting to see who wins an award in each category of book. Three, I wonder which movie will win the award for best drama this year. Fourth and last, this electric car won an award or received an award for its interesting design. Next meaning, verb to decide to give someone money because of problems that someone else caused. So this is actually from legal English. You wouldn't generally hear it in conversation, but you could, and you could hear it on the news for sure. Two examples. One, the judge awarded her $100,000 for the problems she suffered as a result of the unsuccessful operation. Second and last, actually you'll need another word here to understand the sentence. The word is damages. Now normally damage is an uncountable noun, so you would not put an S on it. But in legal English, damages are, well, money given to a person by a court because of a problem they suffered from somebody else. So, second and last example. The judge awarded me $10,000 in damages for the car accident caused by the mechanic's poor quality work. Last word for today, 1,340, coach. Three meanings. First one, noun, a person who trains people in sports. Five examples. One, a good coach is a person who remembers what it was like to not know how to play a sport and knows each of the steps of learning it and can explain all of them. Two, this guy has been my basketball coach for years. He was the one who showed me how to shoot my first basket. Three, she fired her coach and hired a new one because he got angry too easily. Four, I'm not so good at tennis, so I need a coach to help me out. Fifth and last, she hired a swimming coach to help her learn different styles of swimming. Second meaning, a person who is not a psychologist and whose job it is to give people advice about how to live better. Three examples. One, he hired a business coach to get advice on how to bring his products to market. 2. My coach told me some useful time management techniques, for example, separating work into things that can be done quickly and things that need to be done over a long period of time. 3rd and last, a life coach is a person who gives advice about all kinds of topics, relationship, nutrition, business, raising children, and so on. Last definition of the last word, verb, to give someone detailed advice about how to do something that they would have no chance of doing well themselves. 4 examples. 1. He coached his grandmother on how to use her new smartphone. 2. I coached my 5-year-old son on how to ride a bike for a few weeks before he was able to do it well. 3. I always forget how to drive to my wife's parents' house. She has to coach me at every step of the way how to get there. Actually, this is something similar happens in this house. So my parents moved into this house in 1997, and I was 17 years old when we did that. And I've moved into here and out as I've traveled and, you know, to help my parents or whatever. And when my sister comes home, well, she didn't grow up in this house. She only knows it as a guest. And it's funny because, you know, we've been here for over 25 years, and she still doesn't know how to drive around this part of the city. So we have to coach her at every step of the way. 4th and last, her responses in the interview didn't sound natural. It sounded like she had been coached before the interview on what exactly she needed to say. Okay, that's all the words and all the definitions and all the examples for today. I think you can see again that words tend to have more definitions than you might be aware of. Sometimes the differences between the definitions are pretty large, like, you know, spirit and with the meaning of alcohol, or spirit with the meaning of the main idea of a text, or spirit, the part of a person who that lives on after they die. Very different meanings. Then you've got meanings that are actually pretty close, you know, hardly eat, hardly drink, hardly sleep. It means that you did it almost didn't do it at all, just a tiny bit. And then you've got hardly with a meaning of, oh, that's very improbable, kind of similar. So the second one's also worth it, you know, it's also worth learning. It really adds detail to your understanding instead of just hearing people and saying, oh, I recognize that word and yeah, of course I know what it means. No. In this case, you learn it, and you actually do know what it means, instead of just thinking that you do. And it's a long process. You know, there's a lot of meanings, and there's a lot of words, and it takes time. But it's worth it, and it's actually, I think, pretty fun. If you're still listening to this, then you probably thought it was pretty fun in some way. So anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. And I will see you again next Monday. Please, at the bottom, you know, tell me your comments about some of these definitions, if any of them surprised you. What do you think of this type of resource, you know, where you hear lots of meanings and lots of meanings of different words. Thanks again for listening, and see you in 6 days and 23 hours or so.